Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, April 27th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: Big Tech rolls in, major privacy change, and Tesla recap. Leading today's news: the next round of big tech earnings is coinciding with a milestone for the NASDAQ composite, which has returned to record levels for the first record since February. Reopening plays saw tech stocks lag behind other sectors this year, like financials, industrials, and energy, though growth names could be in for a bigger comeback as the market heads higher. Strong breadth measures suggest stocks still may have more upside, said Jeff Buchbinder, equity strategist at LPL Financial. While valuations are elevated, they still appear reasonable when factoring in interest rates and inflation. Overnight, Dow futures held steady, while the NASDAQ and S&P 500 inched up 0.2% and 0.1% respectively. Tesla reported a record quarterly profit after Monday's closing bell, while Microsoft and Alphabet will release their Q1 results today. Apple and Facebook are scheduled to report tomorrow, followed by Amazon on Thursday, and analysts are already weighing in on the action and what to look for in the days ahead. Technically speaking, we did see last week the loss of short-term momentum broadly behind the likes of these mega-cap tech stocks, and I think that tells us we could see a pullback to their breakout points. That would apply to both Alphabet and also Microsoft, both of which had nice breakouts, wrote Katie Stockton, Manager Director of Fairlead Strategies. These breakouts do have bullish intermediate-term implications, but in the short term, there's about 5% to maybe 8% room to 50-day moving averages, so that to me is a little bit uncomfortable. Watch guidance. I am still heavily invested in the names like Facebook, like the Apples, and all the names that I have been in. However, I am cautious and have trimmed some just because of the substantial amount of gains that I've had over time, added Courtney Gibson, president of Loop Capital. It's less about earnings right now, in my opinion, and what happened in the first quarter, and more about guidance, whether formal or informal, that we get out of these companies to help us as we look through to the third and fourth quarter of the year. No quick judgments. Google has had a pretty nice move. It's 30% up this year. It's really been a fantastic performer. I think there's more to go, but it's the type of name that if it doesn't raise guidance, perhaps it'll pause, said Karen Firestone, CEO of Arius Asset Management. Just because the stock goes down 1% or 2% after they print the quarter doesn't mean you give up. It just could be that we've anticipated a lot of good news from Google over the past few weeks, and that, you know, maybe the investors have to absorb the new numbers that come out, and then it can start to move again. In other news, fresh updates are coming to iPhones worldwide as Apple began rolling out iOS 14.5, its new operating software that includes loads of new features. The one that's grabbing headlines is Apple's new privacy change called App Tracking Transparency, which centers around access to unique iPhone IDs. Users will be asked by each app if they are okay with being tracked across other apps and websites, a move that could bring seismic changes to the nearly $100 billion mobile advertising market. Apps can prompt users for permissions, and in settings, users will be able to see which apps have requested permission to track so they can make changes to their choice at any time, Apple wrote in a press release. Thought bubble. Apple has been positioning itself as a protector of digital privacy, hoping to draw users by marketing itself as a privacy-focused company. But many have been angered by the move, like Facebook and Google, whose business models greatly depend on monetizing eyeballs on every possible platform. Apple has been sparring with the companies over data collection practices, both privately and publicly, with the latter arguing that it will undermine connectivity in small business, as well as free services supported by targeted advertising. Apple may also have to justify the billions of dollars a year it receives for making Google the default search engine on Safari, which likely uses the same data-gathering techniques that it has criticized. outlook. It's not clear what impacts the new changes will have, though many companies that rely on online advertising have said that it will reduce the effectiveness and profitability of targeted ads. Others, like analysts at MKM Partners, expect a fairly fleeting and minimal fundamental impact on the ecosystem. As for Apple, the company feels that opt-in rates are likely to hinge on how companies make their case for tracking users, a better ad experience, as well as the language used in the space Apple reserves for developers before showing the prompt. There was a lot to unpack following Tesla's Q1 results, though it was an all-around record quarter for the EV maker. The company recorded record net income of $438 million, as well as earnings of 93 cents per share, versus the 77 cents consensus, on $10.39 billion in revenue, versus $10.29 billion consensus. The numbers were buoyed by sales of Bitcoin and regulatory credits, as well as rising margins and decreasing costs. But the stock fell as much as 3% after hours as investors digested some forecasts. What happened? Besides the usual earnings day volatility, Elon Musk and CFO Zachary Kirkhorn both said supply chain issues will likely remain a challenge for Tesla this year, though it had weathered past industry chip shortages in part by pivoting extremely quickly to new microcontrollers, while simultaneously developing firmware for new chips made by new suppliers. The company also said it produced none of its higher-end Model X SUVs and Model S sedans for the period ending March, and deliveries of the vehicles will only start in Q3 of 2020 and May 2021, respectively. Scaling up production at its Shanghai factory was also a problem because it couldn't get critical engineers due to pandemic restrictions. But progress is being made there, as well as gigafactories in Berlin and Austin. Cameras, not radar. Our AI-based software architecture has been increasingly reliant on cameras, to the point where radar is becoming unnecessary earlier than expected, added Musk. As a result, our FSD, full self-driving team, is fully focused on evolving to a vision-based autonomous system, and we are nearly ready to switch the U.S. market to Tesla Vision. Crypto biz. Tesla execs noted that the company trimmed 10% of its Bitcoin position by the end of the quarter after investing $1.5 billion in crypto. Profit was about $101 million. It's still optimistic about the space and plans to be a long-term investor in Bitcoin, but an ensuing battle took place on Twitter. Dave Portnoy lambasted Musk for what he saw as a pump-and-dump scheme, saying he didn't want to be the last one on hashtag HODLing the bag. Musk then fired back, telling Portnoy he didn't sell any of his own Bitcoin, and that Tesla only unloaded a small portion to prove liquidity of Bitcoin as an alternative to holding cash on the balance sheet. New York-based MindMed will begin trading on NASDAQ today, under the ticker symbol MNMD, becoming the second psychedelic company to ever go public on a major U.S. exchange. Shroom drug developer Compass Pathways debuted only 6 months ago, while another drug growth platform called Atai Life Sciences filed to go public last week. I think that the psychedelics industry could be much bigger than the cannabis industry because it's going to attract institutional capital and already is starting to, MindMed co-founder J.R. Ron declared. It's also going to be a more concentrated space because the barriers to entry are much higher. Backdrop. MindMed went public last year on Toronto's NEO exchange, after failing to secure a second round of VC funding. VCs had blinders on when they saw those three letters, LSD, Ron continued. We got laughed out of most rooms, where we found patient capital was up in Toronto. The move to the NASDAQ will allow institutional investors to take larger positions in the company, though it will hang on to its NEO listing. While MindMed believes its products should be taken under medical supervision, it's unclear if FDA approval would accept teletripping instead of an in-person session. Therapists are going to be a key component of making this whole new approach work, outlined Ron, adding that the objective is to treat mental health. Besides winning backing from the FDA, the company must also be mindful of the DEA, with the active ingredients for its treatments still considered Schedule I drugs. Go deeper. Comparing psychedelics to the weed industry, The legalization process could take place in stages: decriminalization, medical, and then recreational. In fact, many drug-related initiatives were decided across the nation in 2020, with Oregon becoming the first to decriminalize possession of hard drugs and D.C. voters approving a measure that would effectively decriminalize magic mushrooms. Similar sentiment could be a boon for companies investigating the potential use of psychedelic medicines like Aeon Therapeutic, Better Plant Sciences, Champignon Brands, Codebase Ventures, Field Trip Health, Graph Blockchain, Loeb Sciences, HAVN Life Sciences, Hollister Biosciences, Mind Medicine, Thoughtful Brands, Midasyn Innovations Group, New Wave Holdings, Numinous Wellness, Nutritional High International, Red Light Holland, Revive Therapeutics, and Celos Therapeutics. As of 6:20 a.m. today, the S&P 500, NASDAQ, crude oil, and Bitcoin are all set to open in the green, with the Dow and gold flat. On today's economic calendar, Redbook chain store sales are out at 8:55 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.